Thank you so much for being here, and it is great to be back on the Drake campus. I can tell you that during the primary process, all of us candidates sat right here in this room and tried to talk about and communicate to all of you the direction that I think this country needs to go. One of the main priorities of my campaign is I want to get younger people involved in my campaign. I've got Joe with me that's a Drake student that just graduated. And certainly I have David, who just graduated from Wartburg, that's with me today. And I've got an Iowa graduate, recent Iowa graduate. And I also have a graduate from Northwestern. And of course, Adam Caduce is back there from Drake, still goes to Drake, and he's been very involved in the campaign. And I want to get people involved. And the real reason why I'm running is because I'm so concerned about your future. Because of the irresponsibility that's going on in Washington, D.C., you all are going to pay for that. My number one mission is to solve this spending problem that's out of control. The lack of representation, the lack of listening. We need to send people that go to Washington, D.C. that don't make decisions based on re-election. Too many people are out there making decisions based on re-election. The founding fathers never had a vision of sending people to Washington, D.C. to make a career out of it. My plan is simple. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to do what I've been taught. What I've done as a city council or a mayor of Urbandale, what I do in the state senate. And it's not always fun to be in an elected position. It takes leadership at times to say no. It's not comfortable to do that, but you always have to decide what's best for all of you. This debt that we're passing to the future generation is not fair. It's wrong. It's unethical. You know, there's some ads that are out right now about my personal responsibility. I would just say this. The people that are in Washington, D.C., including Congressman Boswell, needs to think about personal responsibility when it comes to our money, your future, the money that's being spent that they don't have. And that is why I'm going to Washington, D.C. My plan is simple. I'm going to get a sofa that folds up into a bed, and I'm going to sleep in my office so I could be home with my family, but most importantly, be home with all of you. I need your help. This is a tough race that I'm in right now. I am being personally attacked every few minutes. And I think it's unfortunate that's going on. I challenge Congressman Boswell to come up with one ad that talks about how he wants to move this country into a new direction to create better opportunities for all of you. I was up in Gladbrook and I had a mother that told me, listen, my son just graduated from college. How is he going to repay his loans? It's simple. He needs a job. We've got to create a better job environment. I have been in small business. I owned a hardware store in Urbandale for 18 years. And I can tell you that we need more average, ordinary people in Washington, D.C. that listen. Now, this race for me is not personal. I salute Congressman Boswell's service to our country. And I've been around him. He's a nice guy. But he is wrong on the issues. He's wrong about how he wants to move this country forward because we cannot afford the path we're on. We got to make some changes. I plan on getting elected to the United States Congress, and I will be back to Drake University and all the other college campuses in the 3rd Congressional District, and I will listen. I've got a student or a son that is a student at UNI, and we went through the process of the federal government taking over student loans, and it was a headache. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I went to school and I sat down in front of a banker, and he loaned me the money to get the money that I needed in regards to being able to pay for my education. And we've got to make some changes. And I need your help. I need each and every one of you to help me during this campaign. This race that I am, like I mentioned, is very close. You'll read the headlines that says Grassley's up by 31 points. It says Branstad's up by 19 points. Well, my race isn't that way. As far as I can tell, our race right now is a dead even race. And I need that extra push, and I need you all to help me out. My race is this. I want to move this country forward. I want to give you all freedom. I want to make sure that we are actually balancing the books. And I promise you this, I will be doing that. That is my number one mission. And nowhere in that thought process is going to be re-election. We've got to send people to Washington, D.C. that make decisions based on what is best for this country, what we could afford. And right now, that's not going on. We didn't get into this mess overnight. The fact of the matter is it's been on steroids the last couple years, and we cannot afford the path we're heading down. You look at what's going on in Europe. You look at what's going on with the euro. We got to make changes because that's coming our way next. And this is a great country, great opportunities. I was a 24-year-old that had a dream to own a hardware store, and I got to live that dream. And I see doors closing every day. I don't see the great opportunities that I had that are going to be available to you all and the future youth of this country. I'm going to tell you what, as I mentioned, my race is tight. I need help. If you could help me out with my campaign, this is a very important election. Every candidate will stand up and tell you this is the most important election of our lifetime, but it truly is. If I was not a candidate, I'd feel the same way. I'm going to be sent to Washington, D.C. to make tough decisions. And I will do that. I will listen. Congressman Boswell is nowhere to be found. He's relying 100% on these personal attacks on me. And I think that's unfortunate. I'm talking about solutions. I'm talking about votes that he's taken, and my voting record is free game as well. But I need your help. I plan on being the one less vote for Nancy Pelosi to be the next speaker. And I'd be very honored and humbled to have your support. Thank you very much. Now I get to introduce Kim Reynolds.